Firstly, double bronze Olympic medalist. How does that feel?
I mean, it's just insane to have two Olympic bronze medals from two separate Olympic Games in two different events. This is a synchronized medal now, and to share that moment with Dan was just incredible. And, you know, I'm really looking forward to the individual event now. It's been a long journey and a long road, a long season, but, you know, it's given me fuel for the fire to get ready for that individual event.
Talk to me about the fourth dive and then the fifth dive that you really blew away.
Diving's always like up and down with the rankings. You never know what's going to happen. And our fourth dive wasn't as strong as that we could have done, but we knew that the two last dives in our list are our strongest dives and our highest degree of difficulty. So I'm just saying to Dan, stay in the moment, focus on what you're doing right now. Don't get ahead of yourself. That dive's gone, forget about it, wasted energy if you're thinking about it. Move on to the next one and just think exactly what you need to do and focus on the process of it.
Your face when you were waiting for the score for the sixth dive.
It felt like an eternity that we were waiting for that score to come up, because normally diving scores come up like literally in an instant, and it was just waiting and waiting and waiting. And the fact that, you know, we just didn't know if we'd done enough to get a medal. I knew how I was going to feel if it came up saying fourth, and I knew how I was going to feel if it came up saying third. So to have the third place come up, it was just utter elation. I pounced on Dan, and before we knew it, we'd done our seventh dive.
Yeah, you went back into the pool. You did that in London.
I know. It must be a thing. Like, emotions just overrun you. It's so hard to explain to someone the amount of hard work that you put into going to an Olympic Games. It happens once every 4 years, and any colour medal is just something that, you know, words can't describe, and it just feels so amazing right now.
Obviously, the whole nation was watching back at home. Message to them and the guys back in Devon?
Well, everyone back at home in the West Country and all over the UK, everyone that's been a support to me, coaches, friends, family, support staff, anyone that has watched the event and cheered and supported myself and Dan, you know, just a massive thank you, because it really does mean the world.
Finally, just looking ahead to the solo.
Yes, I mean, we've got 10 days now before the individual event, and it's definitely given me fuel for the fire to go out and try and win a gold medal this time, because, you know, I'm ready, I'm excited, and, you know, I'm ready to go.
Congratulations. Thanks for talking to us.
Thank you very much.